Hi, friend. Welcome back to the show. In this week's episode, I'm talking about how people-pleasing and hiding our true selves can manifest physically and literally make us sick. According to Dr. Gabor Mate, 80% of autoimmune conditions occur in women. I don't know about you, but I find that statistic incredibly eye-opening. And to be honest, I can personally relate because that was my story too. If you're curious about this topic of people-pleasing and its connection to developing autoimmune conditions, you're in the right spot. You're listening to the Reframing Neurodiversity podcast, and I am your host, Melissa Jackson. I help women with ADHD get to the root of their suffering so they may begin healing and passing a new way down to their kids. I believe that by supporting women, we support and heal our children too. Let's dive into today's show. Hey guys, welcome back. Today, I am diving into a topic that is incredibly fascinating to me. So you may have seen there was a recent post on Instagram, Mel Robbins interviewed Gabor Mate, and he made a statement, and I've heard him mention this quite a bit, but it kind of went viral on Instagram and has become a bigger conversation, which I think is fabulous. But he made a statement that 80% of people who experience autoimmune conditions are women. And the connection he made to this was the fact that as women, we are often the ones who are conditioned to self-abandon, to people-please, to put others' needs before our own. You know, that good girl conditioning, basically, that we all got about what it means to be, a good girl. And I fell into that from a very, very young age. And being highly sensitive, I was very attuned to my surroundings, my environments. I just naturally could sense what people wanted from me, what they needed, what would make them comfortable. And it became a coping mechanism for receiving love, to be honest. You know, I just knew who other people needed me to be. So as a result, I became a chameleon. You know, it was like, oh, my mom and dad want me to be this, I'll be this. This friend wants me to be this, so I'll be that. And it created this lifetime of self-abandonment that ended up creating physical symptoms in my body. So for me, this started really young. By the age of 4, I was already, my hair was falling out and was diagnosed with alopecia, would, you know, go to the doctor and get cortisol injections in my head before school. And it came back, you know, on and off throughout grade school. And there was no real understanding of what was causing it other than the doctor said it was stress. And later in life, I developed rheumatoid arthritis, which again was after my first child was born and flared up after my second child, IBS and SIBO, chronic gut issues. And it was always just like, oh, you know, there's no real explanation. It's just once you have one autoimmune condition, you kind of have more. That's the thing. And it was just always very vague, you know, what was actually causing these very real symptoms in my body. And I started connecting the dots and recognizing certain patterns that were going on in my life. When I would have flare-ups, when, you know, the symptoms would be more dormant, when they, you know, surface again. And I could see a connection to my emotional state, the things I was allowing in my life. And I started to actually have a really clear understanding of how powerful I was in healing my body, not only through nutrition and supplements, but through emotional healing. And it's just so interesting to hear Gabor speaking out about this and connecting these dots that it's happening for so many women and really linking it back to this idea of self-abandonment. You know, I was just at a conference with him recently and he was talking about this and he said autoimmune disease develop out of a fear of being authentic, which I thought was so fascinating. He said it happens to women because we're more concerned about others' needs than our own. You know, we're concerned about role and duty and being very nice. And when we're being very nice, often we're repressing anger. And, you know, anger is actually a healthy thing. If someone crosses your boundary, if you're doing something you don't want to be doing, it's very natural to feel irritated, annoyed, agitated, angry about these things. But when we're taught that that healthy anger is actually makes you mean or bad and not a good girl, we learn to suppress those things, right? We can learn this really young. It becomes a coping mechanism that keeps us safe, keeps us likable, keeps us from feeling rejected or abandoned. And it's not a conscious thought, but it's something that develops as a survival technique in childhood. And then it can just become part of our personality, right? Until one day we wake up and we're physically sick and it's like, why do I feel so bad? And we start pulling back these layers and it's like, oh my goodness, the self-abandonment runs so deep. And then it's actually scary to show up as our authentic selves at that point in our lives, right? It's actually not only scary, but sometimes confusing because for me, I had gone so far. I was so deep into being this version of me that was palatable, that was likable, that was the good girl. I didn't even know who me was. I literally, around 40, started figuring that out. And it came after, you know, leaving a marriage, leaving friends, really kind of separating myself from all of the things that I knew were not me, weren't aligned with what was like a real yes for me in my body. And as terrifying as it was, my body started to feel better. My body started to heal when I started making choices that were aligned with what my body really desired. And for me, it's been this journey, I'm 46 now, over like probably the last 5 years of figuring out, you know, who am I actually without the conditioning? Who am I actually without the fear of disappointing people driving every choice I make in my life? And I think this is just such a common experience for so many women and why 80% of the people who have autoimmune diseases are women, you know? Because I can tell you as a mom, being concerned with my role, my duty, my giving to others, to being in that position to not, like my needs don't matter, you know, I take care of everyone else, was just another layer of self-abandonment. And then during a period in life when you really do need a lot of support to not receive it and be giving out so much more than you're getting back, our bodies start to feel that, not only mentally, not only emotionally, but physically. And I just find this so fascinating and have walked this personally and just know that it's so true based on my own lived experience. And what really heals is getting to the root of our triggers and showing up for those parts of us that need love and taking those tangible actions in our lives that reflect that we have our own back. From as small as like, I don't want to go to that party, to how do I actually like to dress or wear my hair or be friends with, to it is safe to say no. It is safe to say, I need a break. All of these things are little moments we can take back our power and show ourselves that we have our own back. And it's really this process of getting to know ourselves and allowing ourselves to be seen and finding safety in our body to establish healthy boundaries, you know, determining what feels like a true yes, what feels like a true no, and creating enough capacity within our nervous system to feel safe to express those things. Because that's the thing, you guys, is our nervous system has been on autopilot on this path of people pleasing. So it feels like that is safe. So there's this period of time where it is so dysregulating. The fear is so great because on a bodily level, it's so uncomfortable to come back to who we truly are because that meant danger to our nervous system. That meant risk of abandonment. You know, as children, the adults in our lives, our parents, that was survival. So it became this choice of, am I going to pick attachment or authenticity? And at that point in our lives, we have to choose attachment because the alternative is death, right? They're the ones who are putting a roof over our heads or feeding us. We're completely dependent upon these adults. And so it makes so much sense as kids why we would choose the attachment, which means being likable, means being someone that doesn't disappoint other people. And that path becomes ingrained and can become part of our personality. But then we get to a point as adults where it's like, who is my authentic self? I've now had to abandon that version of me so long ago that it can be a process of one, getting to know who that is, and two, finding the safety within our bodies to explore it when our body is saying, no, danger, danger, that's unsafe. And that's why, you guys, I talk so much about the nervous system and coming back to the nervous system and understanding what's happening inside of our bodies and creating safety within ourselves to take these small steps towards what feels like danger to the nervous system because it's unfamiliar, but is actually safe. And it's a process, right? It's a process of how do I do that? And that is exactly why I've created the community that I have over on Substack, where I walk you through figuring out where you are in your nervous system, how to apply strategies, somatic tools that specifically meet you where you're at in your body, whether it's in fight, flight, freeze, fawn, or shutdown. Different tools are going to be more compatible depending on where you're at in your body. And starting to take these small steps towards creating safety within our bodies to explore who we authentically are. Because once we can do that and we can find safety in that, then we can start to take the actions of being that person in the world, right? But until we are safe within ourselves to even know who that person is, how can we possibly take those steps? And I speak to this from such a personal place because I want women to feel safe enough to figure out who they are. You know, pulling back what their parents told them to be, their friends, society, their teachers, the world. Who are you truly on a soul level, on an individual level? And when we can get to know that and then show up for that version of ourselves, reparent that version of ourselves, shift that voice inside of our head that accepts that version of us, and then creates that capacity within our nervous system to be that version on the outside, that's when our lives begin to change. That's when we begin to heal these physical ailments. That's when we begin to call in the aligned friendships and partnerships and businesses and all the things that actually feel good in our bodies because it's a match to who we are. But this disconnection from our true selves is what creates so much suffering in our lives, emotionally, physically, mentally. All of it stems back from this disconnection from self. And that's essentially what masking is, you guys. It takes shape in all these different forms, whether it's people-pleasing, perfectionism, you know, just conforming to be who other people need you to be. That is all self-abandonment, which is rooted in disconnection from ourself. So the journey home to actually healing all of this is to creating enough safety within ourselves to figure out who the real us is, and then to start living lives that reflect that. And it sounds simple, but it's a process that we have to have so much patience and compassion towards because our body isn't just going to switch overnight, right? And these habits, these neural pathways have been established for a reason to keep us safe. And so it's really meeting these parts of us from a really curious, kind, compassionate place so they feel safe to shift. But when we're beating ourselves up about why can't you be authentic? Why are you still doing these old things that I don't want to be doing anymore? And we're mad at ourselves because maybe that's kind of what the adults in our lives did when we were kids and we've taken that on as an autopilot, the way we speak to ourselves in our head. We're just going to stay stuck. Our body's not going to respond to that. So we have to lean in with a compassionate voice, with curiosity, and with patience that this is going to be a process, right? But I just want to tell you firsthand, you can heal your autoimmune conditions when you start returning to your true self. You can heal emotionally when you start returning to your true self. And so that's why in the work that I'm doing, I am so passionate about leading women back to themselves so they can start showing up for themselves, for their kids, and attracting the aligned people and lives that they want to be experiencing. But it all starts with this, finding safety in our body to be seen for who we really are. And when we do this, you guys, I am telling you, we 100% heal our bodies. And I'm saying this from someone who I have 5 autoimmune conditions I've healed myself from, and I've not taken medication for any of them. So I've done all of my healing from supplements, emotional work, spiritual work, and food. And I've been able to overcome them all. So I'm telling you, it is possible. It is real. Emotions are truly at the root. The self-abandonment is at the root. And if you want help with this, if you want to start walking yourself home to you in community with other women who get it, with some support and resources to get you there, join my community over on Substack. I've created a whole system where you're able to determine where you're at in your nervous system, what you need at the moment you need it, and I have guided resources to support you in feeling safer in your body. And I'll be showing up in that space as well, more candidly, and sharing my experience, and you'll have the opportunity to connect with other women in that space too. So if this is something you're interested in, I'd love to see you over there. I will drop the link in the show notes. But this is just also your reminder, you guys, that healing is possible. We don't have to stay stuck in these cycles, and you can move through them to heal yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, in all the ways by returning home to your authentic self. I hope this lands with you, sending you so much love. Talk soon. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system right now and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in so you can create more safety in your body, to feel more grounded and connected with yourself and others, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. I cannot wait to chat with you next time.